presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Thank you guys for joining us. This is Alicia Matthews, Eric's mommy, and we have, of course, Michelle Gray, the wonderful healer and channel. But we have I'm so excited about this. Ava Crowell. She is a life coach and hypnotherapist. I think it's so fascinating. And she's going to talk to us about her journey of healing, learning, specializing in RRT, which I'm so excited to hear about, and how it has led her to helping others. I can't wait to hear about that, because this is what this show is all about, helping others. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. And I will give a big shout out of love to my son, Eric. I love you so much, sweetheart.
Love you, Mama. He says he's so excited to be here. And he is like, he's tooting a megaphone for Ava. Like, woo!
Awesome. Ava, awesome. Thank you. We're all excited about hearing your story. Do you want to just go ahead and pop right into it?
I will. Thank you. It's such an honor to be here. And thank you, Alicia, for all you've shared over the years by following your heart. You've helped so many others, myself included, follow theirs.
Thank you so much.
Well, I found Channeling Eric soon after you had started the website. My kids were little, and I had learned so much from your parenting books. And one day, I was wondering if you had written anything new, so I Googled your name, and up came Channeling Eric.
Wow.
Yes, it was amazing, and I was so drawn into it. And I began reading the posts and watching the channeling you did with all the mediums. And I've been interested in spirituality since my 20s, when I joined a Buddhist group and I went to meditation retreats and read many of the books by Eckhart Tolle, Byron Katie, Lao Tzu, Adi Ashanti, many others. So what you were doing, though, took my interest to a whole other level, learning that we are a spiritual being having a human experience, about past lives, about our souls, and that we are here to experience certain lessons with specific people and situations. It was just so fascinating to me. So I started booking sessions with the mediums that were on Channeling Eric, but this was still only once or twice a year, and it was still amazing, and I was learning a lot and keeping up with your posts. And once Michelle joined Channeling Eric, I started booking occasional sessions with her. And I had been a lifelong card-carrying people pleaser, codependent, taking on more than my fair share of responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
I know. There's so many of us out there feeling like I had to do everything. And several years ago, I was in a really stressful time, doing more than I should, putting myself in situations where my boundaries weren't respected. And I started experiencing anxiety, so much so that I wound up in the hospital with a full-blown panic attack.
Oh, my goodness.
I had never experienced physical anxiety like that before. I thought there was, you know, something wrong with my heart or something. And in our next call with Michelle, Eric said that I had pushed myself into a corner so that I could come out fighting for myself. He told me to really think about what I felt that I deserved. And no one had ever suggested this to me before. And it was changing that belief to I am deserving that really helped me heal.
Oh.
And I saw that the belief that I'm not enough, I'm not deserving, had threaded itself through my whole life, and particularly in situations where something wasn't sitting right with me, and I was unable to speak up and, more importantly, take action to change it. So I needed more support, so I was talking with Michelle and Eric monthly by that point, and that's when my healing really took off. Having that monthly call became like a lifeline for me, and looking back at it now, I see that Eric was so skillful at giving me just the right information and things to think about and work on. It was like breadcrumbs that I would follow month to month until my next call. I recorded the calls and I listened to them every day. I trusted what Eric was telling me and did what he told me to do without questioning it. Often I didn't understand what Eric was telling me, but over the month between our calls, it would sink in to a deeper level and make sense. Mm. And it was important for me to know what I was going through from my soul's perspective and what my soul wanted to experience. And I was beginning to understand how it feels to heal the confusion, the darkness, the exhaustion. Mm. So now when I'm healing something, I know how it feels for me. So I can just say, okay, just relax. Nothing's wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. You're just healing. And understanding that we go through periods of retraction, which are followed by expansion and feeling better. And it took the fear away from when I'm feeling pain to know that it has to be felt. And I have compassion for myself. And I know that on the other side is joy. But I had to go through that several times, healing different things before I understood how it felt so that I could move through it more easily. And I can't emphasize enough how helpful it was to have the regular calls with Michelle and Eric. I'm sure I wouldn't have been able to heal what I have without them.
They're such a great dynamic duo. I mean,
I know.
I understand that because Michelle has been working on me and, you know, the pain rises to the surface before you feel the healing. I got that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and you have, it's going through that several times before you go, oh, well, that's what this is. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's part of the process. It's like, you know, therapy on steroids. So I have endless gratitude to, for you, Elisa, and Michelle, and Eric, and all the guys and family members that they brought through on my calls, because it has truly been life-changing to have that support, encouragement, and teaching, which have moved me into a completely different life. And I noticed when my inner life changed, my outer life started to change. I became happier, more joyful. Old triggers didn't trigger me anymore. I forgave with the understanding that all the situations and relationships were perfectly aligned with what my soul wanted to learn. And they brought me to where I am today. And there's a sense of ease that I hadn't experienced before. And, you know, my life has opened up in ways I could never have imagined. And, you know, Eric's so funny, too, on the calls he used. On one call, he used the analogy of Goldilocks and the three bears to describe divine timing. When I was wondering when something was going to happen, he said, you know, this porridge is too hot. This porridge is too cold. This porridge is just right. Like,
that's
I need
funny.
That. Kind of, you know, like, take me back to when I'm a kid, you know, make it simple.
Well, and, you know, he's really good at those metaphors and analogies.
Isn't he?
And I need that too. Like, I was awful at skiing until I had, you know, a guy. I mean, my husband's Norwegian. I had to learn how to ski. Okay. And I'm always afraid, et cetera. No, my camp. But until somebody taught me, like, okay, when you turn, pretend like you're taking your heel and smooshing out a cigarette butt. So, I mean, great. So metaphors and analogies work so well. So can you give us an example, you know, one example of what Eric's, like one lesson and the pain it brought and then how that brought relief?
Oh, my gosh. How many could I pick? I could pick some. Oh, my.
Well, you don't have to.
No, I'm just thinking the most current thing that we've been working on in the last call was about resistance and how going through life without the resistance, you know, not resisting the contrast, you know, the things that come into our lives that we perceive as being negative. Like, oh, why is this happening to me? Or why isn't that happening to me? You know, just to be able to have less resistance, because there was a couple of months ago that I was experiencing that feeling of, oh, you know, why isn't something happening? And it was painful. But then to simply allow it to be, you do get to that point where you feel like there's a sense of ease and that resistance is actually making things more difficult, right? Making it more complicated, because then your mind gets in the way and starts to think of all these reasons rather than just being in the present moment and allowing whatever it is to be as it is.
Yep. Trust in the universe.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's been amazing, you know, over the 10 years that I've known him and been speaking with him.
10 years.
To see his growth, you know, there's not as many F-bombs as these days as in the beginning.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think he also wanted to do that because he wants to teach people that, you know, words are just a string of letters, that they get their power from the intent behind them. But also he didn't want to start out with being one of those gurus. We're like, you know, welcome, my dear one, because it wouldn't reach as many people. He wanted to reach you and me, you know, the people in hard hats, everybody from all walks of life. And, you know, he got some criticism for it, but I think it worked out okay.
Oh, my goodness. It's just amazing to see his growth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Eric, I am so proud of you.
He says, I'm proud of you too, Mom.
Thank you. All right, Ava, go on with your beautiful story. This is so fun.
Well, Kim O'Neill recommended that I take a course in hypnosis or healing, and it's called Rapid Transformational Therapy. So I started that, and I finished that in about 6 months, and I added that to my website to offer that in addition to life coaching, which I had taken some years before. And in my calls with Michelle, Dolores Cannon started coming in on our calls and was so encouraging for me to do this healing work and, you know, advised me and gave me all sorts of support. She was, she's been wonderful. This is a therapy that can be done online with people from all over the world. And basically, RTT, or Rapid Transformational Therapy, gets to the root easily and quickly to heal emotional wounds and break negative patterns, allowing you to truly heal and move forward in life. And it uses hypnosis, which hypnosis is a natural state that we cycle in and out of on a daily basis. Like when we're doing something routine, like washing the dishes or driving somewhere we've been many times, that our mind kind of drifts, or we're watching a movie or scrolling on our phone. And clients find it very relaxing as their conscious mind relaxes and they're able to access their subconscious mind. And it's there where all of our feelings and memories are stored. And they're often surprised by the memories that come up as they've long forgotten about some of them. And the subconscious mind has a way of coming up with exactly what the client needs to connect the dots of what their issue is all about and how it's affecting them today. It's amazing, really. And hypnosis is so relaxing that most people think their session was only 30 minutes when it was really about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And because the beliefs, it's fascinating. And because these beliefs were formed so long ago and they're stored in the subconscious mind, tremendous healing can take place simply by acknowledging them and validating them and realizing that they're no longer needed in the person's life today.
When you say that they've been there for a long time, are you talking about in the current life or are you talking about even other lives?
This is current life.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So the sessions are about an hour and a half long, and in the last 15 minutes of the session, I record like a personalized message to help kind of elevate the mindset and beliefs around whatever the issue is. And then I send out that recording by email to the client, and it's advised and encouraged to listen to it in a relaxed state every day for about 21 days so that the subconscious mind receives the repetition of the new positive uplifting messages to help make lasting change. you know, it's said that, you know, any habit that you want to form, a new habit, takes about 3 weeks. But Eric did say to me on one call that for some people it can take 7 days. So,
wow.
Yeah, I was surprised because that's what I'd heard, the 21 days before. But it's, I've been amazed at the transformations that my clients are having, you know, issues that they've had their whole lives. Are lifting from that.
Can you describe one with making it anonymous, of course?
Yes. Let's see. One of the very first sessions I had was with a lady who had anxiety around driving. So this is the type of modality that can help all kinds of...
Yeah, I don't have that problem. I have a problem with people around me on the road that have anxiety about my driving. But go ahead.
Right. Right. It's not you. The crazy drivers. So she had anxiety around driving. And then we went back in the session to like pivotal moments in her lifetime. And they were all around her mother, the moments that her subconscious mind came up with. And a couple of them she talked about. Yeah. Yeah. And they were about not being validated. Oh, this was it. Sorry. This was it. She felt that as a child, she was always made to be the grown-up. She was doing cooking and cleaning and stuff for her family because her parents were always working. And then
the parentified child, yes.
That's right. And then as an adult, she suddenly felt around driving very childlike, like she couldn't do it. She put that connection together. That was what I found so fascinating about that session, was that it was so crystal clear to her at the end that that's where her issue stemmed from. And a couple of days later, she emailed me saying that she had no anxiety around driving. She could pull out into traffic, didn't feel any fear around it at all. And I was just amazed. And a couple weeks later, she said,
so she's going into the Isle of Man competition then, right?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, another client that I had more recently, she had a long-term, ever since she had children, she had an issue around parenting, didn't feel she was enough around. And I see that a lot. People feeling that they're not enough, that belief that I'm not enough. And through the session, we went through some pivotal moments, sometimes 3 scenes, sometimes 4. And she was able to, piece it together and see where that issue had stemmed from. And she was able to let it go. Like, it was I think that the title Rapid, it's very transformational because just to see people who have had issues for their whole lives or 20 years, transform. It's very,
that's
very
powerful.
Important.
It's so powerful.
It is. Yes,
wow.
It is. And it was during my training that I learned that the presenting problem of why someone comes for a session, like depression or anxiety, isn't the problem. That's the symptom of what lies underneath. And what lies underneath is always going to be one or all of these three things. And this is what I learned, and I thought it was so amazing. One is what I said, that I'm not enough. The second is it's not available to me. So, for example, I want to be slim, but it's not available to me because my whole family is overweight. Or I want to find love, but my dad left when I was 2, so I never felt lovable. They want, but believe that they can't have it. And the third thing is that I'm different. And, you know, one of our greatest fears in the world is to be different. You know, as little children, we always want to be the same. Children connect with each other by being the same, and it makes them feel safe. Because if we're different, we're not going to survive. You know, the run to the litter is rejected. So, and of course, the first one that I mentioned, I'm not enough, I'm not lovable enough, smart enough, attractive enough. So someone can come in with an addiction, let's say, and they sabotage themselves and they can't stop drinking or eating junk food or acting out. Because if you have that belief, then no amount of money, love or praise or success will make it better. It's like a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
So in the training, we had practice sessions with each other. And the thing that came up for me every time was the belief that I'm not enough. And that's not surprising to me now when I look back at the healing that I've done with Michelle and Eric. And so the subconscious mind through hypnosis will always take you back to where that belief was formed. And because the belief is nothing more than a thought that you think over and over again.
Yeah, thought creates reality, man.
It's true.
And it can formulate your entire life. One thought, one experience can create one thought, one feeling that goes into a thought that completely creates a new template for your life.
It's so true.
So the whole thing is just trying to deconstruct that template because it's based on so much falsity.
Yes.
So,
it causes so much pain. Yes.
Yeah.
So for me, I truly believe that it was through those monthly sessions and the consistent support of Eric, Michelle, and all the other spirits that came through that I was able to slowly but surely work through my issues and heal. And I think it's because of this I was given the idea for a spiritual educational organization, which will be a place where people can come and to learn about what their soul wanted to experience in this lifetime and go about healing those parts of themselves so that they can live their lives with purpose and peace and joy.
So nice. So, Eric, can you tell me a little bit about Ava's past life? I mean, what is she, a starseed, a light wearer? I mean, can you tell me a little bit more about where this all comes from? I mean, there's got to be some sort of root to all this.
Well, he says that she's a little bit of everything. He says that she does have she's got strong Palladian and Arcturian energy. She's also now, and I've never heard it like this before, but he's saying like a child of the Ascended Masters.
Ooh.
Okay, let me just see what he says about that. I've never heard that before. Okay. He says that Ava's soul has worked with and is part of deities and energies that are here to lead and to teach, that her soul is actually part of a collective of ascended masters. He says that regardless of where they are from, like from the idea humanly, they're actually all part of a collective. And Ava's soul comes from there. He also says that she's had many incarnations within like Asia, India. And I know her and I have talked about these things with Eric as well. But he says that the two of them have shared a lifetime in Asia in a fish market.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell me about that life.
He says that they were by the water. He's calling it like a fishing town. He's showing me like they look like houses on stilts, like over top of the water. He says that they were two different families living on the same, what would you call it, Eric, like the same pier, had the same pier.
Okay.
And the two of them would go out in the same little boat. And when I say this is not like a modern-day looking fishing boat, this looks like tied together with like material, like earth material. Like it looks like, okay. I don't know, bamboo, or it's a very archaic looking type of boat. He says that the two of them have socialized, learned together, raised family together, grown together. That is the lifetime, he said, where there was a bond, which is why he's bringing it up. There have been other lifetimes where they have experienced each other. But he says in this particular lifetime, Ava has come here to work through not only her own healing, but to also work through generational healing within her family, but also he's saying like within the collective, because there's other energies that she also transmutes with her own healing that happens naturally, he said, by being who she is. He says that she is a leader and she is a healer, and she is here to lead her own healing and to lead others in their healing. And he says that she has, okay, let's see if I can explain this right. We tend to have different vibrational experiences based on how far we want to grow, because it's our free will choice. When we grow and we heal, it's up to us how far we want to go. As he says, sky's the limit. Well, he says that Ava has pushed herself into an unlimited place where it's going to affect a lot of people. And he's speaking of what she just said about the school.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Anything else you want to talk about, Ava, before we take the callers?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the spiritual organization idea that came to me. I had a download recently. The idea came to me for a nonprofit spiritual organization where people can come to receive support for their healing. On the site, there would be a description of different modalities, mediumship, hypnosis, past life sessions, like what you do, Elisa, with Atlantis Scalar, healing, anything and everything, because we all heal in different ways. This would be wide, so there would be healers of all kinds available in every time zone, and people can just choose the modality that feels right to them and then change anytime based on what their soul wants to do. So it's a very
And maybe we can have a panel of mediums or a medium that will help guide these people. Okay, here's what you need the most. You need emotion code, or you need, you know.
Yeah.
Past life regression, et cetera. That'd be cool.
Right. So it's very inclusive. So to all modalities, there would be full descriptions of each modality, what it can do for you, reviews from people who have used them and for what issue and their experience. There would also be support meetings available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where you can log into a meeting anytime, every half hour. There would be a facilitator to the meeting who would see that each person has their time to share whatever it is they're going through. There would be monthly webinars or lectures by spiritual teachers who would talk about the healing process from a soul level.
Wonderful.
And a practical level too, like how to incorporate this in daily life. The practicality of it is important to me, like spiritual practicality, like how do I do this in my daily life?
Yeah.
There could also be people that are at a certain stage of their healing process who could speak to and talk about their journey, because we can all learn from each other and we are all constantly evolving and growing. And so we have much to learn from each other. The 24/7 support came to me because that would have been helpful to me as I was going through my own healing, as there was many difficult times in between my sessions with Michelle, where I would have loved a place to go and just say, you know, hey, this is what I'm going through, and maybe somebody else is going through something similar and we can support each other. So there would be a real sense of community to it.
Beautiful. Love it.
You know, unity, you know, that we are all in this together, that we can support each other no matter what we are healing in ourselves, no matter what our issue is, and no matter where we are in our path. Eric also added that in the last call that I had with Michelle, that access to these services would be available to corporations and be listed for their employees to access as part of their benefits package, you know, in their employee assistance program. They would just log in and would be, you know, part of their benefits. So
that's wonderful.
It's amazing. It's amazing hearing that. I have absolute chills. And I just want to say, Ava, like, you guys listening, and I know you can hear this because, Ava, you have the most calming and serene voice I have ever heard. And listening to you talk and tell your story is actually putting me in a state of hypnosis. Like, I have to I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I need to contact Ava for hypnosis. Like, this is amazing. Like, I'm listening to you because it's usually me that talks all the time. And I'm just listening and I'm just like, my goodness, she has an amazing voice. But I have to tell you guys, Ava has absolutely exceeded, like, not only for her own growth, but the desire to help others. That is so strong in her, and just absolutely amazing. Something else I wanted to ask you, Ava, maybe you could share. What about any experiences with Eric? Do you have any like stories or anything that, you know, anything that Eric did? Maybe any jokes or anything that Eric did?
You know, he talks about that on the on our calls, you know, how he kind of will misplace things for, you know, my daughter or, but, you know, sometimes when I go off and on or things like that, I might, you know, jokingly say, you know, that's Eric doing that or, you know, it's become a joke in our house, but I actually don't really know if it's him doing it. You know, I get songs in my head and some of them are make me laugh. They're funny. And so I think, oh, maybe Eric gave me that song, but I don't, you know, I don't hear him yet like you do, Michelle, you know? So just sometimes things will happen and I'll think, oh, Eric.
Do you remember there's one in particular that I'm thinking of, and you probably know the story better than I do, but when the recorder was going off, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Can you share that one with everybody?
Okay, I need a little bit of reminding about that one.
Okay, was it I think you were in the car with your daughter. And
That's a great story. Oh, I forgot about that. Yes, okay, what was it? So Sarah and I were in the car driving along and we were talking about, I mentioned that I just had a session with you and that Eric had some things to say. That's right. It was wonderful. Yes. That's right. And all of a sudden I had the little recorder that I used at the time in my purse and it turned on and started playing exactly where you and Eric were talking about Sarah.
Oh my God.
She lifted it out of my purse and started listening. Right, exactly at the point. That's right. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
At the point where she was, you know, he was talking about, you know, her and that's right. I couldn't believe it.
He could get at that stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very, very good.
Yeah. Better and better. Better and better. I'm so proud of you, Erin. All right. Anything else before we take callers, people?
If you guys are interested in coaching or having hypnosis and checking Ava out, her link is in the description. And of course, when we put up the for YouTube, and we put it all up. We're going to make sure that everything is in there too, so you guys know how to get a hold of Ava. And I recommend you do.
AvaTowels.com. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank
all
you.
All right, and stay put, Ava, because I'm sure you can help a lot of these callers too.
Okay.
All right, 646.
Hi. I'm good. Hi, this is Carla. Thank you so much, Elise, for taking my call.
Of course, Carla.
I'm feeling a little, I don't know, confused, down. I don't know if it's the weather. It's getting dark so early now. But I would love some guidance from Eric and whoever, you know, angelic sources. My husband and I have recently been looking for a house for a couple of months. Two really stood out, but for various reasons, we decided to not move forward. I'm just wondering what Eric sees around this. I really, really am looking for a home that will nurture me. And I'm wondering if he knows, if he can give me some guidelines, when it will show up and, or any, whatever he can say to help.
So here's what Eric is showing me. He says hi, first of all, and he just says that he's commenting about just the changes in the weather and everything, and he says that it does take a little bit of getting used to because it can make us feel, you know, without having the same amount of sunshine and having our schedules change in that too. So he says, you know, if you can get out a little bit earlier, if you can be outside, get a little fresh air. He says, actually, the fresh air will really help you, especially when the sun goes down a little bit earlier, help you feel a little bit better. But what he says about you buying a home, he actually calls your new home a retreat. And he says that's the energy that it's going to make you feel. He says that there are specific things that you're hoping for, or that you would like to see. And he says, when you find the right home, he says, you're going to know it because you're going to feel it. And the reason why you haven't really done anything about it is because you haven't felt the right one. He says, it's going to happen sooner than you think, because it'll be like one day we're not really looking, we don't think we're going to find anything, and boom, there
and then
it is.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. And he says, that's exactly how it's going to happen. He says that, you know, keep going forward. He says, go about your day-to-day life. Take care of yourselves with your eyes open. Keep open to the idea that it could pop up anywhere. You could see a sign, and he keeps saying a sign, so you might actually see a sign somewhere for it. So he says, keep your eyes open because it will literally fall in your lap.
Awesome. All right.
Wow.
Thanks for calling. That's cool. That's
thanks.
Exciting. All right. 651 area code. 651 area code. Heather, how you doing?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. What's up?
Hello. Hi. I have a question. It's similar to one I've already asked before on the show. But this is regarding my mother, and I'm wondering if when I move, which will be soon, will she be okay financially? Will she be able to make ends meet?
Yeah.
Eric's just saying that, I'm not sure what's going on with your mom, but he's talking about her being a little bit out of balance or like looking for balance. He says that something that's going to be really important is patience for her, patience for the whole situation. And he also, he says acceptance too. It's something that, and let me just ask you, like, is your moving out something that's really worrying her, or it's worrying you?
I think I can't be sure, but I think she's concerned financially. And
because
I'm
he says
worried
she's gonna
about
be okay.
Her.
Yes, yes. He says she'll be okay, but he says it's going to be an adjustment. because it's going to be some acceptance. And he said, you just be really patient with it. But he also says for you to trust that she'll be okay. And it's really important that you trust that.
And maybe look into all sorts of social services that can possibly help her if she needs it. Meals on Wheels, whatever. I mean, that's worthy of research, I think.
She's going to be okay because she's going to have a new normal. And it's going to take a little bit of time for that to settle in and to get used to that. And he says, and that's okay. That's okay because this is actually good for her. She's going to be okay, and it's good for you. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Christiana, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
You bet, sweetie. All right, 818 Eric Code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, Elise. Hi, Eric, everyone. I wanted to know, this is Hannah from California, and I wanted to know the person I'm investigating, who is actually ending up in court for several cases.
Ooh.
Will it end the way I see it ending? And am I aware of this person's real character?
Sounds like forensic files, man. This is cool.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. First of all, Eric says that you're getting spiritual help.
I know.
So he's just affirming, like, yes, like there's divine help happening here. And yes, you are correct with what you feel. Like what you know or what your gut intuition, it's like you've been shown things. You're being shown the signs. And it's have to do with his honesty. I don't know if I'm saying his, if it's a he, but has to do with honesty.
Yes, it's more than that. It's racketeering.
Okay.
Well, that has to be honesty for sure.
Yeah.
Impossible murder.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He says you've got a lot of assistance with this.
Yes.
So, you know, really trust in that. Because they're stepping in and making a little intervention here. So,
yes, I need all the help I can get because I'm doing it alone.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Wow.
You're not doing it alone.
I'm not. You're right. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You bet, sweetie.
Awesome.
You know,
you bet.
Right as might, man. Right as might.
Yes.
All right. Let's see, we have somebody from the 757 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Uh-oh.
Hi. Who are you and where are you calling from and how can we help you? Are you there?
I don't think they're there.
Hello, I'm here. Hello.
Oh, there you are.
There you are.
How can we help you?
Yes. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Michelle.
Good evening. Oh, hi. How are you?
What's up, Ivan?
Here and there, I've been different marriages. About like something happened. Miss Dasha, please hold. Sorry, can you hear me?
No, we're having a little trouble. You're cutting in and out, so we can't really hear you.
Yes, I see the sign for my message. It's trying to tell me something. Is there any message that's coming to you? Sorry about that. My son just kept excellent something that can use.
I can't hear. I can't hear what the question
is.
No.
We need to go on to the next. Andre, call back on a better line, please. Okay, got somebody from the 209 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello?
Hi, what's up?
Hi, this is Stacy from California.
Hey, Stacy.
Well, first off, I just want to say, Ava, thank you for your story. It made me tear up.
Oh, thank you.
I got fired from a job that I had for over 20 years unexpectedly. And I really feel like this was done for me, not to me, because I was struggling. But I just want to know if there is, I already have another job and everything, so I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
But is there any messages for me? Because that was devastating.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got betrayed, didn't you? You felt betrayed. You devoted so much time to this company, and you felt betrayed, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Stacey, Eric's just saying hi, and he's also just saying to you that you are absolutely right. He says this didn't happen to you. It really is for you. It is to bring you, he says, more peace in your life.
Oh, for sure.
And he says that this is the way it needed to happen. And he says sometimes we have these unexpected events, and he's saying, like, lightning strikes, like divine intervention happens because you wouldn't have left any other way to get you in line for what's ahead.
Wow.
Says,
no,
it was manifestation. Mm-hmm.
It was my security, you know?
Yes. And so he says he wants you to hear this, to please trust. Trust that this has happened to benefit you. And he says, and it's also happened, and it will also, he's saying, like, you're going to have signs. Because he says this is connected to what you have wanted previously, or what you want to manifest for yourself.
Wow.
So he just says, you know, what it seems really hard, and it is hard, but he says you're going to get signs to show you what's ahead. And so I don't know what you were asking for before. He does show me for more peace, but what you've been asking for, he says, not all things come in the packages we expect.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it bad.
Right.
That's so true.
So
yeah.
The job you have now, is that the end-all, be-all job, or is it the stepping stone to something different?
It's a stepping stone to something different.
Okay, yeah.
And he says what is coming is much, much better. He goes,
ooh,
think about, sometimes we ask for things, and it scares us because when we ask for it, we say, well, I didn't want it that way. And he says, but what's coming is better than what you expected.
Awesome.
So he says, have faith. Have faith.
Thank you, because it's been so hard. And thankfully, my job now, I work for the Superior Court, and then when that happened, a friend who happens to be an attorney was in there, and she saw it, so now I'm working for her. But I just picture myself, like, living the van life for a bit. I feel like I need to go out and meet people and talk to people and hear their stories.
This is what he says. He says, that right there, that what you're holding right there in your hands is a manifestation that you've already created. And he goes, now you've said that out loud. And so what you've just done is you've just put that into the universe to say, I hear that, and that's what I feel I need to do. Now he says, you watch the signs show up in your reality that keep showing you that that's what's happening. And you'll be led step by step. Remember when Ava was talking about breadcrumbs? And she was talking about following those breadcrumbs. Well, you've got breadcrumbs, so keep your eyes open for the signs and take it one step at a time, and you will be led to the exact way to do this.
That's nice.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
You're welcome.
I have faith in you. You're going to be awesome.
Oh, you're going to be better than awesome.
Better than awesome, yes. We got somebody from the 347 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Lisa. Hi, Michelle. And I apologize. Hi to the guests. I'm so sorry, I forgot your name. This is Lindsay.
Hey,
thank you so much for taking my call. My question is, oh my gosh, I'm debating between two. So my question is, with regards to owning my own home, which is kind of similar to what someone else asked, I'd be doing it on my own, and I potentially might have to, you know, go about this life change, as you've heard other people just ask about. I'm kind of also experiencing it. But my question is going to be, owning my own home, is that possible for me? I've been doing affirmations and putting all the good vibes out there. So, but, you know, attainable right now, probably not. And so I just wanted to know, what does that look
like? You might want to wait until this interest rate crap is over, because I mean it is horrible right now. It's probably the worst time to own a home right now. Of course, you know, in the same token, because of that, apartment rental is very high. So I don't know, Eric. What?
Yeah. And you know, the funny thing is, the reason why I'm wanting a home is because I have cats and they need space, and I never would have thought things for myself until you have something to take care of that's bigger than yourself, right? So that's been my first eye-opening experience of that. And so, yes, that's so yes, I understand exactly what you're saying, Lisa.
Yeah. So Eric, help.
Eric, he's already talking here, and he's saying that he's calling this time right now like you're putting new roots down. So think of them as new energetic roots. And he says, consider yourself in a childlike energy or play in a childlike energy, because you're literally taking baby steps in a completely new direction. Is it obtainable? He says, yes, you wouldn't have it in your mind. You wouldn't have it as a desire unless it was obtainable. So he said that part of why you know, you're taking these steps right now as you are, it's because it's not quite the right time for it. But he says you're in preparation for it. So he's talking about this again. He says there's steps, and there's going to be steps that you're taking. But he says part of what's happening right now is there's some changes within you, within yourself. And he says kind of some healing in the soul. So whatever had happened before, he says it's like a cycle is closing. So there's a little bit of healing that's happening. As you do that, you're going to start to see that there's going to be opportunity for you to be able to get into a home. And he says, and don't worry too much about, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to afford this? Is this going to be able to happen? He goes, you will have the ability to get what you need. So if you feel like something's standing in your way, if you can't do something about it in that moment, he says, put your hands up and just say, I give it to my guides. I give it to my angels. I'm going to hand it over to them right now because I can't do anything about this right in this moment. But he says, see yourself in a home because we already see you there.
Mm. That's wonderful.
Nice.
Thank you so much. That's
welcome.
Great advice. Did it happen to say timing-wise or no? Just keep staying in the moment.
Actually, he does say stay in the moment, but he is giving me 18. So I feel like that's 18 weeks is what he's showing me as having. Now,
he
that
said
could 18 be 18 weeks of – or sorry, 18 months. Sorry,
okay.
Not weeks.
Okay.
18 months. And he's saying that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be moved into a home in 18 months, but there's some information that you're going to have or something that's going to come to play in that time period.
Wow.
Got it. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Michelle and Eric.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
He said you're welcome.
Thank you, sweetie, for calling in. Okay. Let's see if we can take a couple more. Hang on. I'm confused. Which is my life. All right, got somebody from the 530 area code. Hi there, how you doing? Anybody home? Uh-oh, I guess not, huh? 530 area code, are you there? Oh, sorry. All right, I got somebody from the 515 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Hello.
And who are you? Where are you calling from?
Miss Lisa from Iowa.
Hi, Lisa from Iowa.
I just got my jaw put back in place after dental surgery, so excuse my the way I'm speaking.
Ow.
I'm a little stiff.
You sound good.
You know what? I'm shocked. I'm shocked to even be on, so I don't even have a thought in my head. I'm going blank. So how about just, like, tell me something good.
Tell you something good. Oh,
damn.
Well, how about that? Eric says that you are a spirit communicator. And so he says that, okay, so you've been a spirit communicator in other lifetimes.
Ooh,
so I don't know,
you mean like
where.
Connecting to the other side? Like.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm always talking to them, and I've heard voices like. White,
yeah,
but
yeah,
not right.
He says that now would be a really good time to put in some spiritual practice, like some sort of a daily practice to connect with spirit, because you're being nudged a great deal.
Okay.
And he's also showing a lot of butterflies around you too. So butterflies are transformation. So
oh, nice.
There's change and transformation that's happening. Yeah.
Yeah, it needs to.
Yeah. I
was thinking when the show started this today, and I should know this, but how old is Eric? What do you have been?
Hello? Say that again.
Yeah, I was just wondering, how old is Eric? Or would he have been? Like, when was he born?
He was born in 1989, died when he was 20. I don't even want to talk about how old he'd be now, because then I have to go through all the things that he could have, all the milestones, like dating and marriage and children and stuff. So I don't it's hard.
No, I get it. I mean, my daughter's still alive, but she was injured from a vaccine and no communication. And she's married. I missed everything. I mean, she doesn't talk to me at all. So,
no.
I mean, I
get
it.
Oh, my goodness.
I was just, I don't know why, it was a strong feeling of how old would he have been, but he's close to her age. She was born in 92.
Okay, I'll tell you, just as you're saying that, I just want to leave you with this, because
mm-hmm.
your daughter can communicate with Eric.
Oh,
my daughter, she is waking
yes.
up, and she has so many near-death experiences. I
yes.
did CPR on her for 3.5 years.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, no.
Yeah, and there is transformation in more than one way, but I'm just going to tell you, he's around helping her as well, and I'm not quite sure what's coming out here, but he keeps showing me a book, so you're going to be writing a book or something's going to happen in regards to this going in the future, so you got quite a transformation ahead of you.
Awesome. All right, guys, I don't want to run into the show, so I will leave
Thank
this
you.
By saying I love you, Eric. I love you, Michelle. Ava
Crowell.
AvaCrowell.com. Any last words anybody wants to say?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful.
All right.
Thanks
love
for,
you all.
Thanks for coming, Ava. Love you, everybody. Good night.
Such an honor to have you as a guest, Ava. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a
Thank
good night.
You.
Thank you so much.
Night.
You too.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.